This week is Parshas Vayishlach. Vayishlach is the eighth parasha of Chumash. The eighth parasha speaks to us also about the eight kings at the end of the parasha. The Malachim Asher Malchu Be'eretz Edom Lifnei Melech Melech Livnei Yisrael. This parasha speaks to us about Yaakov Avinu pouring oil on the Mizbeach, as he promised in Parshas Vayetze, v'ho'evan azois asher samti matzei v'yihi abeis Elohim, v'chol asher titan li asera asura nuloch. Parshas Vayishlach, he fulfills his vow, as we'll discuss shortly. The Medrash this week begins the Parsha as follows. Vayishlach Yaakov malochem lefonov, Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Reuven Pasach. Rabbi Pinchas, in the name of Rabbi Reuven, begins the parasha with the following pasuk. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Zayin, where the pasuk says, Kuma Hashem, Kadma Fonov Hachriehu, Palata Nafshi Meirosha Charbecha. So the pasuk begins with the words, Kuma Hashem, rise up Hashem. So Rabbi Pinchas says, five times, Chamisha Pa'amim, David asks Hashem to rise. David, make him l'hakadosh baruch hu b'sefer Tehillim. Once in Kapitel Gimel, Kuma Hashem hoishieni elikai. Kapitel Zayin, Kuma Hashem be'apecha. Kapitel Yud, Kuma Hashem keil nisal yodecha. Again in Kapitel Tes, and then in Kapitel Yud Zayin, which is the pasuk that the Medrash begins here with. Omar l'hakadosh baruch hu, Hashem says, David b'ni afilu at mekimeni kama po'amim eni kam. Even if you ask me to rise many times, I will not. The Emosai Ani Kam, when will I rise? L'cheshetira Aniyim Nishdodim Ve'evyonim Ne'enokim. You will see the poor and the downtrodden crying and being robbed. Then I will. And then the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, Adoh D'chsiv, Mishoid Aniyim Me'enkas Evyonim Ata Okum Yoimar Hashem. Hashem says, I will rise, meaning rise to the occasion. Okum means I will rise and I will save Klal Yisrael. When the Aniyim and the Evyonim will cry out to me, that will arise, that will be Ma'orer Hashem to rise up and save us. We say in Davening Sur Yisrael, those who say it, Kuma be'ezras Yisrael. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Yoina says, Ata Okum, L'kesheyagia oisai hayoim shekosev b'hisna'ari me'ofer kumi shivi Yerushalayim. Hashem will rise when it's time to return to Yerushalayim. But oisa sho'o, at that time, here the Medrash quotes a pasuk that is read in the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah. Has kol bosor mipnei Hashem, lama kinei'oi mime'oim kotshoi. So what is this hakdama, what is this introduction of the Medrash you have to do with Parshas Vayishlach and with the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is 2 weeks from tonight? We always read Vayishlach right before Chanukah, the Shabbos before, two Shabbos days before, as we prepare for Chanukah in the month of Kislev. Kislev, according to the Arizal, Kislev is the month of Binyamin. Binyamin is born in Parshas Vayishlach. Binyamin is revealed here in Parshas Vayishlach. And in the same parsha, we have Le'umaz, we have the birth of Amalek. Vatelid Le'elifaz es Amalek, the pasuk tells us here. And we also have Yishmael mentioned for the last time as a person. Later, the pasuk refers to the Yishma'elim, but as a person, the last time that Yishmael is mentioned in the Chumash is here in Vayishlach, where it says that Esav marries Bosmas Bas Yishmael Achos Nevoyos. So in this parasha, we have Yaakov dealing with Esav, Yishmael, and Amalek, the three that are going to unite together at the end of time. The three together, Esav, Yishmael, and Amalek, says the Pritzadik, Tzadik HaKoyen, that they are hinted in the word Choshech. Choshech, which we know, Choshech, Zu Yavon, when the pasuk says at the beginning of Bereshis, corresponds to the Yevonim, shehechshichu einehem shel Yisrael b'gzeiroseihem. So he says, Chayshach stands for Chamor Shor Kelev, the donkey, the ox, and the dog. The donkey is Yishmael. Yishmael is compared to a donkey. Shvulachem poyim achamor. Shor is Esav. And Kelev is Amalek. He quotes Psukim that show that Esav is the Shor. That's why Yosef is Sitnai Shal Esav. Yosef is referred to as the Shor B'chor Shor Rehoderloi. He's the Shor B'kedusha to counter the Shor of Klipa, which is Esav. And Kelev is Amalek. When Esav and Yishmael get together, the result is Amalek. That's Choshech, Ches Shin Chof. Choshech, Chamor Shor Kelev, Esav, Yishmael, Amalek, all in this parsha that we have here in Vayishlach, in the eighth parsha of Chumash. And in this parsha, Yaakov Ubonov prepare us for the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is the last Yom Tov. Soif Maiser B'machshava Tchila. We say in L'chadoidi, that which comes at the end was thought of first. In history, Chanukah is last. Like Binyamin. Binyamin is the last of the Shvatim. But in the thought process, Chanukah was first. Chanukah is the Or HaGonuz, as all the Svarim bring down, from the Rekeach, who seems to be the first to introduce us to this concept that Chanukah is the revelation of the Or HaGonuz. The Or HaGonuz is revealed on the first day of creation. That's B'machshava Tchila. Soif Maisa B'machshava Tchila. That which occurs at the end, the last Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Soif, at the end, was already B'machshava Tchila. Chanukah has the power to defeat Esav, Amalek, and Yishmael. Esav, Amalek, Yishmael is B'gematria Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. If you take the word Choshech and you spell it out B'miluoi, which Choshech is Chamor Shor Kelev, so Choshech, Ches Yud Tov, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, and Chof is Chof Pei, is also B'gematria Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. The Miloi of Choshech, the way we counter the darkness, we memalei the Choshech with Or, is Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. The Chanukah, the last Yom Tov, has the power to lead us and to illuminate the rest of the Golas till the end, till Mulchemes Gog U'Magog, till the Olam Oishiyim Bahar Tzion, which is in this week's Haftorah, the last pasuk of the Haftorah this week in Ovadia, is the Olam Oishiyim Bahar Tzion, Lishboit is Har Esa, V'Hoysel Hashem HaMelucha. That's the end, that's the finale. At the end of time, V'Hoysel Hashem HaMelucha. That Rashi brings over here that Esav, when he asked Yaakov to travel with him, so Yaakov says, go ahead. Ad Asher Ovoi El Adoini Seira. Rashi says, when did Yaakov come? Yaakov is emes, he's not lying. Therefore, as we mentioned last week and before, previous years, Chanukah being it is the Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Hisgalus of Mashiach, meaning that that which will be revealed when Mashiach will come, we get a taste of during the 8 days of Chanukah. So whatever Mashiach will accomplish is accomplished on Chanukah every year in the middle of the darkness, in the middle, even in Golus, even on the left side, as we mentioned, that the Chanukah menorah is lit on the left side, below 10 Tfachim. The Pasuk says in Kapitel Mem Dalet of Tehillim at the end, Kishocha le'ofer nafshenu dovka le'oretz bitneinu, kuma ezra salonu v'deinu l'man chazdecha. When Klal Yisrael fall to the where they can't fall anymore, Kishocha le'ofer nafshenu dovka le'oretz bitneinu, below 10 tfachim, kuma ezra salonu. Hashem will rise and help us. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of kuma. Kuma is b'gematria chof hei kislev. Kuma is the same letters as mikveh. So you do that Chanukah is the hemshech of Yom Kippur. Chanukah is the gemar chasima toiva, as the Svarim bring down. Yom Kippur is the chasima, and Chanukah is the gemar chasima. Yom Kippur is the Yom Tov of Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Moshiach Be'ez Tzara, the last Mishnah in Yuma, Maha Mikveh, the famous Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Mi Metahar Eschem, Lefnei Miyata Metahar, Lefnei Avichem Sheba Shamayim, Maha Mikveh Metahar Es HaTmeim, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metahar Es Yisrael. So Yom Kippur is the Mikveh. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasimah. So Chanukah is definitely the Mikveh. Mikveh is also the Gematria Chofhei Kislev. Mikveh, same Oisius as Kuma. The Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hukam HaMishkan. Hukam is also Oisius Kuma, Oisius Mikveh. We lain on Chanukah about the Chanukas HaMishkan, which was actually completed on Chofhei Kislev, as Chazal tell us. But the inauguration ceremony was pushed off till Chodesh Nisan. But Chofei Kislev Be'emes was the day where the Hakama was supposed to take place. Hukam HaMishkan, Hukam was supposed to be Chofei Kislev, when Vateichel Kol Avodas Mishkan Oyel Moed. But it was pushed off to Nisan, says the Psikta, the Medrash, that Hashem promises Kislev, Hashem promises Chofei Kislev that it will have a Yom Tov in the future. And that's the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Yom Tov which is the Bechina of Kuma Hashem. This is the Hakdama of the Medrash here, that there are times when Hashem helps us, when Hashem, Kaviyochel, Hashem rises, Kuma Hashem. We have to ask Hashem to rise because it looks like he's not helping us. Ura Lama Sishan Hashem, David HaMelech says. Hakitzah. Al tiznach lo netzach, kuma ezrosolonu, in Golus, we don't see the kima, we don't see the rise. Chanukah is the Yom Tov, even in the midst of Golus, where we experience this concept of kuma. In this week's parasha, right after the story of Shimon and Levi, which the story of Shimon and Levi is very similar to the story of Chanukah, Dina is taken into captivity, just like in the time of the Yevanim, it says that all the women were subjected to the Yevanim. The Rambam in his first Sif in Hilchas Chanukah mentions that Pashtu Yodam Bibnoi Seyhem, Asher Timu Es Dina Achaisam, Timu Kol Ashmanim. So Shimon and Levi perform a Chanukah miracle here. Shimon and Levi, Shimon v'Levi, two individuals just becoming bar mitzvah, defeat the city of Shechem. Similarly to what's going to happen later in the time of Chanukah. The words Shimon v'Levi are b'gematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. And after that, we see that it wasn't accepted. Yaakov Avinu himself was upset with their actions. Yaakov Avinu was worried about antagonizing the nations. Yaakov Avinu says, "Achartem oisi lahavisheni biyoshev haoritz baknani uvaprizi vani mesei misbor v'nesfu alai v'hikundi v'nishmarati ani uvesi." It's not the time for this now. We're bounded, as mentioned last week, by the oaths, the Shvuais of Golus, we can not allow to rebel against the nations. But they answer him and they tell him, HaChazayna Yasas HaChayseinu. It's a Bechina of Chanukah. On Chanukah, there are no boundaries. There are no Gevulim. Chanukah is the Oirei Shel Melech HaMoshiach, who's referred to as the Poirets, because he's the Poirets, the Gedorim of Golus. There's no left, there's no right, there's no above Ten Tvachim, no below Ten Tvachim, no difference between inside and out. And therefore, on Chanukah, there's this Bechina of Kuma, even if it's during Golus, which Golus is the time of Nefila, when Klal Yisrael are Kaviyachol, Kishocha le'ofa nafshenu dovka le'oretz b'tneinu, on Chanukah we get a taste of the time of Geula, when Kuma Hashem, v'yafutza yivecha v'yanusim esayinecha miponecha, Kuma Hashem kadmafonav, as the Medrash quotes the five Kumas. In Medrash Tehillim, they bring down here from Medrash Tehillim that the five times Kuma that the Medrash quotes over here are Keneged, the four Goliyos, and the fifth, which is Goygu Magoyg, or perhaps Golus Yishmol, which really goes together. Hashem did redeem us and will redeem us from all the five Goliaths with the words Kuma. Kuma is the Bechina of Geula, and that we experience on Chanukah, even Bizman HaGolus. Therefore, the Medrash quotes the Pasuk here, which is said during the Haftarah of Chanukah, Haskol Basar Mepnei Hashem, Ki Ne'or Mima'ayim Kotri. Hashem wakes up, Kaviyachal. We ask Hashem to wake up. On Chanukah, there's a Hisairus Lamaila, there's a Kima, there's a Hisairus Lamaila, and there's a Hisairus Lamata. So right after the story of Shimon and Levi, Hashem says to Yaakov, Kum Alei Vezel. Kum, get up. And Yaakov says to his family, remove Elohe HaNecher Asher B'Soichichem V'hi Taharu Tiharu Es Mikdashecha. And then V'nokuma V'na'ale Bezel. Again, the Pasuk is V'nokuma. Three times in Tanakh it says the word V'nokuma. Here, in Parshas Vayiga, Shilcha Hanar Iti V'nokuma V'neilecha. And one other time in this week's Haftorah, in Oivadia, Kumu v'nokuma, says Ovadia. And Ovadia is referring to this man of Mashiach. Chazoin Ovadia, Koyama Hashem, Kumu v'nokuma olehola mulchoma. And that will take place in the last generation of Golus, the Doir Acharoin. V'nokuma olehola mulchoma is Begematria Doir Acharoin. Our generation will experience the V'nokuma. And every year on Chanukah, there is this experience of Kima, of Kuma. So Hashem says to Yaakov, Kum, and Yaakov says to his family, V'nokuma v'nala beisel ve'es esham mizbeach. And the Torah tells us that Yaakov pours oil on the mat, Vayatsev Yaakov Matseva, Vayitzak Oleh Hashem, and the Pashtas, this was the Makom HaMikdash. Yaakov goes back to where he was when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, and at that time was the Makom HaMikdash, Vayivka Bamokim, Bamokim Asher Diber Itay, the Torah stresses. The Rashbam and others ask why the Torah has to say it over and over again, perhaps to tell us this is the Makom HaMikdash. Yaakov returns to the Makom HaMikdash the same way that the Chashmeinoyim go back into the Mikdash, and Amitahir the Mikdash, and prepare us the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So Yaakov is doing the same here. Vayatzev Yaakov Matzev, Vayitzak Oleho Shomen. And then Binyamin is born. Right afterwards is Leidas Binyamin. Binyamin, which is Keneged Chodesh Kislev. Binyamin, who in his portion is the Makom HaMikdash. Chanukah is Nimshach from the Makom HaMikdash. That's where the Yom Tov occurred. The Yom Tov occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. The Nes occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. And from there was Nispashet all over the world and throughout the generations up until the last moment of Golus. Chanukah, as the Chiddush Harim said, is the Yom Tov together with Purim that is Mechazek Ayid. It's Menachem Ayid Bizman HaGolus. Binyamin is both Chanukah and Purim. Binyamin is, of course, who Mordechai and Esther come from. Shaul HaMelech, who fight Amalek. Binyamin is not afraid of the Goyim. Binyamin is a Yid that is Lamaila min HaGolus. There are certain Sadikim, it says that they weren't affected by Golus. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, ki yadua. So Binyamin was the only one who did not bow to Esav. In Parshas, here in this parasha, we find that they all bow to Esav, and Yaakov is machnia himself to Esav. Here the Ramban says you learn out that bizman hagolus, we have to be machnia ourselves to the umayis ha'olam, but the Medrash actually says that it wasn't supposed to be that way. That had Yaakov not humbled himself to Esav, we would not have to humble ourselves to the umayis ha'olam. Maisa of a sin in the bonnet, but Yaakov is sort of kaviyachol chastised for doing it. He shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have been machnia himself so much. Medrash quotes the Pasuk, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kom. The fact is, they did. But Binyamin did not. Binyamin wasn't there. Binyamin wasn't born yet. So Binyamin was not Machnia himself. Binyamin did not bow to Esav. And for that reason, according to many Mepharshim, he was Zeicher at the Beis HaMikdash, which is the place where we prostrate ourselves and bow and humble ourselves only to Hashem, is Dafka and his Chelek. And Binyamin is Zoyche, that the two Yomim Toivim during the year, that we enter into the boundary of Esav, and we're not afraid of Esav, which is Chanukah and Purim, are connected to Binyamin. Binyamin is Kislev, that's Chanukah. And from Binyamin comes Purim, Mordechai and Esther, V'lo Erev Yechaleg Sholol, as Rashi tells us in Vayechi, in the Bracha of Yaakov, to Binyamin is referring to the Nes of Purim. In fact, Yaakov pours wine, Vayasech Oleho Nesach, Vayitzak Oleho Shemen, and he pours oil. He pours wine and he pours oil. The wine is Purim, oil is Chanukah. Yaakov is preparing us that when there's Golus, when there's Choshech, a Yid will still be able to be Mechazik himself and will still be able to rise above the Golus and will be able to defeat the Golus. That's why here Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael. Yisrael is the name that refers to Geula. Yisrael is a lashon of Sorora, Li Roish. Yaakov is Ekev. Yaakov refers is a lashon of Golus. Ikvas of the Mashiach. Yisrael is Sorora. See, Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael here, and on Chanukah we say, Kishaamda Malchus Yavan Harishah al Amcha Yisrael lehashkicham Torasecha. The Yavanim wanted us to forget the Torah. They wanted us to forget Yisrael. They didn't want us to be Yisrael. The Yavanim were trying to instill in Klal Yisrael fear. And what's interesting is that Chanukah took place Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim. There was a Beis Hamikdash. It really was a Zman of Geula. It wasn't really a Zman of Golus. They had a Beis Hamikdash, but yet they were under Greek rule during the 180 years of Malchus Yavan. It was during the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni at that time was in Golus. It was a Beis Hamikdash, but the Beis Hamikdash was in Golus. And the Yavanim succeeded until the Mapola, until Chanukah, to instill, to infiltrate Nichnisu Yavanim Laheichel, that even Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Hayakayim, there's Golus. And we were Zaycha and Chanukah to the exact opposite. That even Bizman HaGolus, there's Geula. That even Bizman HaGolus, a Yid can experience the Beis Hamikdash. That even B'chutz La'aretz, one can be Zaycha to the spirit of the Beis HaMikdash everywhere. Like Yaakov, Yifka Ba'amokim, he encounters, as we mentioned last week, he encounters the Mokim HaMikdash Dafka in Choron, in Chutz La'aretz. That's where he encounters and experiences the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Chanukah that we light on the left, Al Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz, to illuminate the Chutz, and to extend the Kedusha of the Neiros of the Beis HaMikdash, even outside of the Mokim HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Uforatz the yom of a kedma v'tzafayin of an egba. Bachutz, the hepech of what they did. They brought a golus atmosphere into the Beis HaMikdash. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. Chanukah brings the atmosphere, the ruach of Mashiach, the ruach of Geula. Even Bizman HaGolus, even in the Chayshach, even in the lowest time of the year, which is Teves. Chaydash Teves is the lowest month. Chanukah goes into Teves. Teves is the chutz. The chutz of the Chodoshim, the month in which there's an Asara B'Teves, which hopefully this year will be a Yom Tov. The Lashon of the Gemara is that you're supposed to light the menorah Mishatishka Hachama Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk, that we should no longer be in the Shuk, we should no longer be B'chutz. Chanukah has the power to bring everyone from Chutz Pnim, Ad shetichle regel is begamatria asara b'teves. That asara b'teves should no longer be a fast day. Asara b'teves will be a yom tif. And Chanukah, the kedusha of Chanukah extends into teves, into the chutz, with the goal of turning asara b'teves around into a yom tif. The emes is Chanukah is the hepech of all the fast days. If we take a look at Shivasa B'Tamas, for example. Shivasa B'Tamas is when the Luchais were broken. The Luchais were broken is what caused Shikchas HaTorah. The Gemara says in Erev, and if not for the fact that the Luchais were broken, Torah would never have been forgotten. Like by Chanukah. Chanukah, it says, the Yevonim wanted Lahashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted to make the Yidden forget the Torah. So on Chanukah, we're Zeicha to Shemen Zayas. Shemen Zayas, it says, is a school for Shikcha. If a person is forgetting, it says he should take Shem and Zayas. The Gemara says in Hoiris, Shem and Zayas is Mevatel Shikcha. On Chanukah, we're Mevatel the Shikcha. They wanted us to forget, so on Chanukah was Zaychet to Zikoroin. Chanukah was the Yontav of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh has to be remembered. The Hepech of Shvirus Haluchos. On Shivasa B'Tamuz, the wall around Yerushalayim was broken, was cracked. Hov hufka ha'ir, exactly what the Yevanim did. Partsu by Pirtzais, ufartsu chaymais migdolai. They made 13 breaches, says the Mishnah in Midos, around the Beis Hamikdash. There's a soireg, the wall around the Beis Hamikdash. It says partsu by yud gimel pratzais the Yevanim. Exactly what was done on Shavasa B'Tamuz is what the Yevanim did. Bizmanam. What else? Batel HaTamid, the Tamid ceased. No more Karban Tamid. They didn't allow the Bnei Yisrael to sacrifice the Karban Tamid anymore. And it's interesting, the Bach quotes a Medrash right at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. The Bach says that one of the first things that the Yevonim did was stop Bnei Yisrael from sacrificing the Karban Tamid. This is already after the Shavasa B'Tamas of the Bayez Rishon. This is Bizman Bayez Sheni. So what happened prior to Chanukah in Golus Yavon is kamat exactly what happened Shavasa B'Tamas during Golus Bavel. Chanukah is the geula from all of that. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where you're not allowed to fast. The Laila Mispat behind, the Laila Sanoa behind. Chanukah, you're not allowed to fast. No Hespat, no Tainas. Chanukah is the Oirei Shal Melech HaMashiach. Chanukah is the Tikkun of all the fast days. So Yaakov Avinu Be'emes, if we take a look here in the Psukim, the Bach there in that halacha where the Bach talks about the fact that the Yevonim wanted to be mevatel the Karban Tamid, so the Bach asks why? Why did Bnei Yisrael deserve that such an einish that the Yevonim should take away from them avoida? He says Tamid is Karban avoida because he said they were misrashel ba'avoida. They were lax. They were lax in their service to Hashem. There was the lashon he uses hisrashlus. That means either a laxity, they're taking ease. They weren't enthused. There was no enthusiasm. They lacked the enthusiasm and the excitement for Avodas Hashem, which is what the Chashmonaim instilled when they entered the Beis Hamikdash and they rekindled the menorah. They brought his chachus, the opposite of his rashlus. His rashlus could also mean to be late. We find such a lashon used when it comes to being late. Even when it comes to Amalek, it says, Ashekarcha baderech vayizanei v'chakoha necheshalim acharecha. So Unkelus translates Targum Yonason that necheshalim means the latecomers. Being late is a sign that you're not that excited about it. If you're very excited about something, you're not late. You come early. There's a lack of zrizus. There was a lack of zrizus during that time, and that's why the Yevonim overpowered Kalal Yisrael. On the Chanukah, we were zeicher to the Yomtiv of Chanukah, the Yomtiv of Zrizus and Ischatras, Kohanim Zrizim, and that's why the Yomtiv was given to us via Matis Yohu and the Kohanim who has reason to be Mesakeh in the Hisrashlus, the laziness, the lateness. The Emes Kaviyachal, we could say that by Yaakov Avinu, but over here, Rashi tells us that the reason why the whole Maisa with Dina happened, where it was necessary to perform the Nes of Chanukah here with Shimon and Levi, was because Yaakov was late. He was late with his nether. Rashi says, Kum Alei, on the words Kum Alei, which Kum is Chanukah, as mentioned before. Lefi she'icharta baderech, because you delayed, you were late. Ne'enashta, you were punished. Ubalach hazois mi bitcha, that's why this happened. All Maisa with Dina, Rashi says, happened. Rashi's quoting the Tanchuma, the Medrash. Because there was his rashlus, there was a little laxity on Yaakov's part, and that's what caused the einish with Dina. That's why right after this, Hashem says, kum, no more being, don't be late. Kum is rizus. By the Akedah, it says, vayokam, vayelech el hamokim, asher omar lo elokim. When Hashem tells Avram to go to the Akedah, the pasuk says vayokam. He got up. Kima means zrizus, to get up, not to lie down, to get up. That's a lashon expression of zrizus. The Ma'ari Nayim writes in Parashas Vayera that by the Akeda already we were zeicher to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. He brings the pasuk when it, va'ani v'hana'ar neilecha ad koi. Koyes Chof Hei Kislev. V'neshtachav v'neshuva aleichem. The Maran 9 has a whole drush on that. It connects it to Chanukah. And perhaps the idea is, the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Zrizus. The Mimisaka and the Hisrashlus. It all starts with the Zrizus of Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. The Balatanya writes, Zrizuse de Avraham Avinu Hisha Amdalanu. The Chiddush of Avraham Avinu by the Akedah wasn't so much that he did what Hashem told him to do. Many tzaddikim, he says, did that. And throughout the ages, even simple people were mice and nefesh. It was this Zrizuse de Avraham Avinu, Vayashkem, Vayokom. That's the Chiddush of the Akedah. So Hashem says to Yaakov over here, Kum. Kum alei veisel v'shev shom. And Yaakov says to his children, v'nokuma v'nale veisel. We have to be zrizim. We have to be mesakein the hisrashlus. Like the chashmoinoyim were mesakein the hisrashlus in their time. With the zrizus. Zrizus means to perform mitzvahs and it should never ever... It should always be Mailan Bakoidish Veloy Mayridin. That's the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, is Mailan Bakoidish Veloy Mayridin. There's some Svarim Taj. Mailan Bakoidish, because Veloy, because if not, automatically Mayridin. You have to constantly be going up. If you stop for a minute, you fall. That's how they also answer the famous Rashi in Bahaloischa, which we read the last day of Chanukah. That's the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah is rooted in those Psukim in Bahaloischa. Lahag, Vayas Kain Aharoin. Aaron was never Mishana. The enthusiasm that he had at the beginning was the same throughout. There was never any decrease in his enthusiasm. There was never a Hisrashlus. Lahagit Shvachay Shal Aaron Shaloi Shina. And that's Chanukah Tag. Chanukah, that's Hashem tells Aaron Shalacha Gedoyla Mishalahem. Says Chol Sha'oz Daitai Shal Aaron Shalahoy Yemoyim Bachanukah. Aaron is very upset that he wasn't part of the inauguration ceremony of the Nesiyim. So Hashem told him, don't worry, Shelecha Gedoyla Mishalohem. She'ata Madliku Meitav Eshaneiros. You're going to light the candles. Vayas Kein Aharon. As the Ramban says, what was the Nechama? The Ramban says, the Nechama was Chanukah. So why is that a Nechama? Because Chanukah is forever. And Chanukah has the power to illuminate the Choshech. And Chanukah is even after there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Nesiyim were only Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. The whole Chanukah's HaMishkan was only for that time. What's going to happen when there's no more Mishkan? But the Menorah, even though there's no Menorah after the Beis HaMikdash, but there's the Chanukah Menorah. The Chanukah Menorah lasts forever. Shalacha Gedoyla Mishalahem. Vayas Kein Aharon is B'gematria Chanukah 8 times. Vayas Kein Aharon. Aaron was Mamshech, the Kedusha of the Or HaGonuz. Cain, Bayas Cain Aharon. The Svarim say Cain Chof Nun is the Oir Hagonos. At the beginning of Chumash it says Vayihi Oir. It doesn't say Vayihi Chain. It says the Medrash was the Loi Hava Chain. It wasn't so because it didn't last. The Oir Hagonos was hidden. So in the word Chain, Cain is Nirmaz the Oir Hagonos. Bayas Cain Aharon. Aaron was Mamshech the Oir Hagonos in the Neir of Chanukah. Perhaps that's why we say in the Lashon of the Al-Hanisim, V'achar Kein Ba'u Vanecha L'dvir Beisecha Finu Eseicholecha V'tiher Osmikdashecha. The Chashmoneim also were mamshich the Kedusha of the Or HaGonuz in the Yom Tov of Chanukah in the Neiros of Chanukah. So Chanukah has the power to defeat all the Umayis HaOilam. That's why we, according to Beis Shammai, we light the menorah in decrease mode. Keneged the Parei HaChag, which is Keneged Esav and Yishmael, and Amalek, the Shivim Umayis, the Shivim Parim, that they were Makrav on Sukkos, every day one less was Keneged the Shivim Umayis, which the Shivim Umayis are rooted in Esav and Yishmael, as the Groh is Masber and Pashas Pinchas, the whole Arichas on it, 35 Umayis on the Esav, 35 on the Yishmael. So that's the Shivim Umayis, the Shivim Purim, and Keneged the Purim Yachag, according to Beis Shammai, we light the menorah, Poichesin V'Holchim. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we experience the defeat of the nations, as mentioned last week. That's why in the Mo'iz Tzur, for those who say the Mo'iz Tzur is Merumas, all the Mapala of all the Umayis from Mitzrayim down till Chasoiv, Zrei HaKodshecha, V'Korev, Ketz HaYishua, till our time. Even the lowest neshamas, the nechsholim, those are the ones that are affected by Amalek, the latecomers, as mentioned before. the Nechshalim from Shevet Dan. Dan is the lowest of all the Shvatim, as Rashi says. When I Yerudin Shevet Shvatim, the last, the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachnois, Keneged Chodesh Teves. Teves is Dan. Chanukah is Misakein Teves. It enters Teves, into Teves, and it's Misakein. The Danites, the lowest Neshama, is the Nechshalim. The word Nechshalim, the Shoirish, is Nun Ches Shin Lamed, which is Rosh HaTevis, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah affects the Nechshalim. The Yom Tov of Chanukah lifts up, brings even those that are on the floor, Kishachala Ofer Nafshem, Dov Kol Oretz B'tneinu, that they too can experience Kuma as Rasalanu, Kuma Hashem, Kadma Fon of Achriehu. In this parasha, we see this very thing. Yaakov Avinu is on his way back from Golus, but Yaakov Avinu is really still in Golus. He has to deal with Esav. Esav is still around. It's not the Zman yet of Olam Oishiyim Behar Tziyon, Lishpetes HaReisav HaRaya, that Yaakov says, Ad Asher Ovei El Adoni Seirat, it didn't happen yet. We're not there yet. So it's a Zman of Golus. But yet, even though it's Golus, we see that Yaakov defeats the Malach of Esav in the story of the Gid Hanoshe, the Hutzalei Al Yerechai. We see here also that Shimon and Levi, despite that it's his man of Golus, for Haraya, Yaakov Avinu was complaining to them, Lahavisheni B'yoshev Ha'oretz, they defeat Shechem, they rescue Dina, Pidyon Shvuyim. Because Chanukah, this parasha is the Ha'ara of Chanukah. This is the eighth parasha of Chumash. That even Bizman HaGolus, even when there are restrictions and regulations, what you're allowed to do in Golus, where you're allowed to go, what you're allowed to do, how much, what, where, when. But on Chanukah, there are no restrictions. Chanukah, not physically, Beruchnius was saying here. But Lamaisa, in this parasha, it was physically too. Shimon and Levi did an act which L'chaira today would be considered, wow, how could they do a thing like that? It's a rebellion against the nations, not allowed to. What right did they have to kill out the whole city of Shechem? Maybe to rescue Dina is one thing, but to kill out the whole city of Shechem, and to Shailah Halach, how could they do it, and so on. And Yaakov Avinu himself is questioning what they did. We see later, even when he gives Shimon and Levi the brachas, he doesn't really bench them. He says, Klei chomas mechei reisehem, orer apam ki oz, ve'avrosam ki koshros. He's still upset about what they did. But they had the last word here. Hachizayna yases hachayseinu. And Shimon and Levi rescue Dina. Shimon marries Dina. And Levi is zaycha that because of this act, together with the fact that he's the only one who stood up by the Maisa of the Egel, that the whole Nes of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, comes out of Shevet Levi dafka. Not the Siyohu ben Yoichanan Kohen Golda from Shevet Levi is the one who brings us the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So even though it's a Zman of Golus, it's a time when there are restrictions, nevertheless, Shimon and Levi go out and defeat the city of Shechem and rescue Dina. Yaakov Avinu defeats the Malach of Esav. And here, Yaakov and his family come back to Beisel. And they come back to Beisel, which was the same Beisel as in Parshas Vayetze. Vayiven sham mizbeach vayikro lamokom keil beisel kisham niglu elav ha'elokim. Interesting word here, niglu. Revelation, there's revelation over here. Niglu, niglu is begematria Chanukah. V'ro'u kol basa yachtav, v'nigla kvayid Hashem, v'nigla kvayid Hashem, v'ro'u kol basa yachtav, the Pasuk says. Those words, v'nigla kvayid Hashem, v'ro'u kol basa yachtav, v'begematria shmoinas yemei Chanukah. During the 8 days of Chanukah, there's a niglu, there's a gilui. The whole Yom Tov of Chanukah is gilui. Gilui in a Zman of Hester. Even though there's Hester, there's gilui. Purim also b'em. Purim is the Yom Tov. V'anoichi Hester Aster Panai. Hester Menat Purim Menayin Shenemar. V'anoichi Hester Aster. And Dafke in the Hester is the gilui of Purim. U'mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtach. V'mordechai does not bow down. He does not humble himself to the nations. Even though b'zman ha'golus we do. Mordechai does not. Because Mordechai is from Binyamin. Binyamin didn't bow to Esav. Binyamin is not subject to the restrictions of Golus. That's why Dafka from him, you have Chanukah and Purim. Only he was Zeichet to the Yom. The Chanukah and Purim comes from Binyamin Dafka. Binyamin did not bow to Esav. And therefore, every year on Chanukah, we are Zeichet to the name Yisrael. Even though it's Golus. Interesting, we find by Purim, we say also Al HaNisim. But over there we don't say, the word Yisroel is not mentioned there. Dafke here, in the Alanisim of Chanukah, we say, Kishomda Malchus Yavin HaRishah Al Amcha Yisroel, then later on, Ulecha Asisa Shem Godla V'Kadosh Baruch Lamecha Ulecha Yisroel Asisa Tshua Gedoyel Ufurkan Kehayoyim Hazeh. Why are we madgish? Why did the Chachamim who gave us the Nusach of Al HaNisim, why was it necessary to say Al Amcha Yisroel? Well, who else? We know who the Yavonim were trying to, they were fighting us. They weren't fighting the Chinese. Of course, Al Amcha, of course it's Yisroel. Who else is it? And then again, because Chanukah we were zeicher to a bechina of srara of malchus. That's why the Chashmonaim took over the malchus. According to the Rambam, it's considered a positive thing. The Ramban says they were punished for doing it. There was a srara. There was a bechina of srara of geula. Yisrael is geula. Dafka, even bizman hagolus. That's the pshat. Kisha amda malchus yavin arishah al amcha Yisrael. During the time of Beis Hamikdash, when we deserved the title Yisrael, the Yavonim came in, infiltrated, penetrated the Makom Hamikdash, trying to remove the name Yisrael from Klal Yisrael. Kisfu lochem al keren ashar, says the Medrash. She'ein lochem chelek be'lekei Yisrael, says the Medrash. They wanted to eradicate the word Yisrael from the dictionary. That we shouldn't be called Yisrael, we should be called Yaakov. They don't mind the name Yaakov, but not Yisrael. That's why the Nusach of Al HaNisim on Chanukah Davka is Madgish Ul'amcha Yisrael Asisa Tshua Gedoyla Furkan Kehayoyim Hazeh. That even deserve the title Yisrael, even Bizman HaGolus, we're still called Bnei Yisrael. We're not called Bnei Yaakov, we're called Bnei Yisrael, Bizman HaGolus too. They wanted to take away from us Yisrael when we deserve the title, when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah reinstates the name Yisrael, even Bizman HaGolus, when we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, as we see in the Nusach of the Al HaNisim. Not on Purim. Purim was given to us in Golus. Purim was given to us in Persia. Purim, we don't say Yisrael. Purim says Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahol V'Samecha. We don't use the word Yisrael. In that respect, Chanukah is higher than Purim. In certain ways, Purim is higher than Chanukah. In certain ways, that Chanukah is higher than Purim. Chanukah is l'mayla min ha-teva, totally l'mayla min ha-teva. Purim is teva. Yisrael is l'mayla min ha-teva, as opposed to Yaakov, which is teva. But where does Yaakov's name change to Yisrael? Right here, right after the story of Shimon and Levi, as he's returning to Beisel, and it's still Golus. Esav is still around, yet Yaakov is called Yisrael over here. That's Chanukah, even Bizman HaGolus. We're able to go into the boundary of Esav, and we're not afraid of Esav. Especially Chanukah of Tavshanayin Beis, especially the Chanukah of our time, and hopefully of this year, when the fear of Esav and Yishmael and Amalek, of all the nations uniting together, and again we hear the fear from Paras, The nation that's going to last till Mashiach comes is Paras, as all the Midrash HaChazal say, that Paras will be destroyed before Mashiach comes. Right before Mashiach comes, Paras will be destroyed. So says the Taisu says in Avodah Zarah, that's with Gemara and Yuma actually. Targum Yonison brings it a few times in Chumash. In fact, the Targum Yonison says in Parashas Lech Lecha that when Paras falls, that's when Klal Yisrael will experience Kuma. That's when we rise. We rise. Klal Yisrael will rise from the depths. Kuma Hashem. When Paras falls. Paras is referred to in Chumash as Tiras. In Parshas Noach, it says, B'nei Yefes, Goymer, Umogog, Umodai, V'yovon, V'suvol, U'meshech, V'siras. It's interesting, there are two interpretations who Tiras is. Some say it's Turkey. Also timely. Rashi says, Tiras is Paras. Besiras zu Paras. What a better time for the Mapola of Paras than on Chanukah. Tiras is Begematria v'tzivanu lahadlik ner Chanukah. Tiras. Tiras is Paras. Today the fear is Paras. We see clearly the Chazal talk about Paras and they talk about Yishmael. They talk about these two, Paras and Yishmael, that with their downfall, the Baal HaTurim brings the Medrash that says when Yishmael falls, that's when Klal Yisrael will rise. Al Panei Kol Echav Nafal, Ve'ela Toldus Yitzchok. When will Toldus Yitzchok, when will Yitzchok rise? When will Tzmichas Ben David take place? When Yishmael will fall? That's what the Baal HaTurim quotes at the end of Chayis Orah. The Targum Yoredison says Paras, but it's really both the same. Paras, Yishmael is all the same thing. The Malbim says so in Yecheskel. Today we see it clearly that who's funding the Yishmaelim? Paras. Paras, Yishmael go together. They belong in the same bag. The two together, when their Mapola takes place, that's when we will experience the Geula. Avraham Avinu is shown all the umays during the Bris Bein Absarim. Vehine Ema Chasheicha Gedoila Noifeles Olav. So Targum Yoredison says Olav is Paras. Dasakenim says Olav is Yishmael. He quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. The Olav Yotzitz Nizroi. The Oivav Al Bishboishes. Hashem says concerning Mashiach, the Oivav Al Bishboishes, the Olav, and on him Yotzitz Nizrei. Who's Olav? So Olav, he says, is Yishmael. Targum Yoredison says Olav is Paras. Again, Paras and Yishmael are the same. Olav is Begematria Kislev. Noifeles Olav is also Begematria Vitzivan Olahavik Ner Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we can experience. The Mori Anayim says that every Chanukah one should be mispalel for the Mapola of the Umayis HaOlam and for those even among our own who join with them, the Misyavnim, as in those days. It was the Misyavnim in those days and unfortunately the Misyavnim in our time. The Mapola of those are the Zaydim that we talk about in the Al-Anis, and the Zaydim were Jewish. The Zaydim biyad oiske sayrosech. What's the kind? When we say Rishoyim biyad tzadikim, those are goyim. Rabim biyad matim, tmeim biyad tehoyim. What's Zaydim biyad oiske sayrosech? The opposite of a goy is not an oisek b'toyra. A goy has no shaykhs to toyra at all. The Zaydim were the Misyavnim. So on Chanukah, there was the Mapola of the Misyavnim, the Mapola of the Yevonim. Chanukah says, man mesugul, the Maranayim again says to be mispalel for the Mapola of the Uma Yisraelim, especially in our time when we see clearly. Get closer by the day, as we're getting closer and closer to Mulchemes Goy Gumogoy, hopefully only Beruchnias. Doesn't have to be Begashmias. Many tzaddikim said that all of that could be just learning it in Navi, learning about it should be sufficient. We shouldn't have to go through the horrors of Goy Gumogoy as described in Zechariah and Yecheskel and Yoel and all the Navim that talk about it. We can be Zeichet to experience it only Beruchnias. It shouldn't have to be Begashmias, Lama Rokshu Goyim Elu'umim Yegu Rik, the whole capital Beis of Tehillim is referring to Melchemes Goyim Magoyim, which is a Melchama Ruchnias that has existed for a very long time. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mashiach. So Chanukah, Mashiach, Rosh HaTevis, Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah, as the Tzvila Tzadik says. So Mashiach, Chanukah and Mashiach are one and the same. And if Chanukah is, we know, an extension of Sukkot, Keneged the Parei Achag, Melchemes Goyim Magoyim, is supposed to take place on Sukkot, as it says in Zechariah. That's why we lay in Zechariah and Yecheskel on Sukkot, because Melchemes Goy Gemog is supposed to take place on Sukkot. It's not a stira if it happens Chanukah, Beruchnias, hopefully. Because Chanukah is the Hemshech of Sukkot. So whatever is supposed to happen Sukkot could still happen on Chanukah. The Gemar Chasim Toiva is Chanukah. This parsha by Yishlach has in it the skula to be the Shabbos that's ma'oira, the ma'apola of the umos. The fact that we learned about Amalek this week, the fact that we learned about all the alufei Esav, the fact that Yishmael is mentioned for the last time, is that this is the parsha that's mesugul, the haftorah of Olam Moshiyim b'Hartzio and Lishpoitis Har Esav, the Hoysel LaHashem HaMelucha. This is the parsha that's mesugul to be ma'oira, the ma'apola of the umos ha'olam, as we get ready for the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of the Mapola of the Umos HaOlam, where we will defeat the Esav of our time, the Yishmael of our time, the Amalek of our time, Paras. May we be zaychetaka to the olam ha'shiyim b'harziyah and lishpatis ha'reisov the v'hoysal ha'Hashem ha'malucha. Kislev is b'gematria Hashem moloch. Kislev is the chaydesh of v'hoysal ha'Hashem ha'malucha, the chaydesh that's mesugal for the ma'pala of the umayis ha'olam, the chaydesh of Binyamin, who did not bow to the umayis. Binyamin ze'ev yitrof, ba'boike yoichal ad, v'l'erev yichal yikshalo, l'uven k'seif of shochein. Binyamin, who's in his portion is the makam ha'mikdash, which is Keneged Chodesh Kislev, we should be Zoichetaka to the Mikdash in Chodesh Kislev, to the Yomtev of Chanukah in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashlishi. It's interesting, Esav, Yishmael, Amalek, three words of Gematria, Bayis Hashlishi. The Bayis Hashlishi, Sheyibonim Herav Yemeni, we should all be Zoichet to see the Kayan God, the light of Menorah in the Bayis Hashlishi. May this Shir's Leila Nishmas Yehudas Bas Micha.